This is Hack on Triple J. I'm Avani Dias. And soon, imagine being stuck on board that cruise ship where hundreds of people have coronavirus. We're going to find out what it's actually like on board and how the Aussie government plans to get people off the ship.
I believe it's completely unacceptable for governments to be spending taxpayer money on an industry that has proven to be cruel.
On Triple J.
Remember 5 years ago there was a huge uproar about greyhound racing and the concerns about animal welfare? That attention on the industry has kind of subsided lately, so we wanted to find out where things are up to. And things are not slowing down in Queensland. The state government is building a $40 million new racing track near Brisbane. And animal welfare groups have found 64 greyhounds died last year and 1,200 were injured in Queensland, as Tim Swanston reports.
Hello.
Hi, Tim.
Hi, how are you?
Nice to meet you. Oh, what's
Hello.
Your exciting little puppy? Come on, Sophia. You can jump all over him when you get in here.
That's okay. I'll
They say in journalism to never work with children or animals. So it's really unclear what I was thinking when I met with Dr. Victoria Sublett and her three greyhounds. The youngest, one-year-old Sophia, barely left me alone.
No, the thing is, she's a bit different because she was rescued at birth, so she's never been in the racing industry.
Right.
Fergus was raced about 57 times, made somebody $12,000 before they dumped him.
Okay.
And Suki was used as a breeder, and then they found out...
She's adopted seven greyhounds over the years, but says the number of dogs that end up rehomed is a fraction of those that are bred to race.
Because there are thousands and thousands of dogs that go missing, or they say they're retired and you find out they're dead. You know, so it's not, they don't track them accurately. And so we don't even know what happens. Well, we kind of know what happens to them. They end up in mass graveyards and things.
Victoria was part of a protest on the weekend over a new greyhound racing track being built by the Queensland state government for $39 million. It's expected to open in 2023, and prize money tipped into the industry by Racing Queensland has steadily increased in the past few years. The protest is hardly surprising, especially given greyhound racing's track record.
But I join with every civilised Queenslander in saying that these revelations are completely unacceptable.
That was then Queensland Racing Minister Bill Byrne in 2015 after ABC's Four Corners exposed shocking practices of live baiting in the greyhound racing industry. Months later, dozens of greyhound carcasses were found dumped in bushland in the state's southeast. It was by no means a problem just isolated to Queensland. So following the program, Victoria, New South Wales and Queensland all held inquiries into greyhound racing. The ACT eventually banned it, while the New South Wales government proposed a ban before backflipping.
Governments had to be seen to be doing something. They had inquiries. They formed welfare and integrity commissions. But a lot of that was smoke and mirrors, and it has not made any difference to the rate of death and injuries on the tracks.
Dennis Anderson is the national president of the Coalition for the Protection of Greyhounds. He says in the last year, across the five mainland states, 279 greyhounds were killed racing, and there were 9,118 recorded injuries. He says often the dogs are put down for treatable injuries to the dog's ankle or leg.
The connections of the dog will not have the dog repaired at the vet because they're concerned that the dog will no longer be competitive. So a lot of those dogs will disappear.
The Coalition wants the industry to adopt three big recommendations made by a University of Technology Sydney report to improve safety. That the lure, the mechanical arm the dogs chase, be put into the middle of the track, that tracks be made straight, and that the number of dogs in any race be reduced from 8 to 6. Victoria has trialled these smaller races, and the lure has been moved in that state as well. A spokesperson for Queensland's racing minister, Sterling Hinchliffe, has confirmed that there'll be a straight track in the new facility, alongside other ones, but they'll continue racing 8 dogs. dogs.
One of the main focuses of the centre's design is animal welfare, and it will have a one-turn track, a two-turn track and a straight track. The Queensland Racing Integrity Commission was established in 2016 in the wake of the ABC's live baiting of greyhounds story. Since then, there has been a significant improvement in the euthanasia rates of racing greyhounds, with numbers dropping from 507 in 2016-17 to 398 in the 2018-19 financial year.
And over the weekend, as the protest was kicking off, Queensland State Development Minister Cameron Dick threw his support behind the industry.
Racing is an established industry in our state, and we are committed to supporting the racing industry, and we've said that for a long time.
Pack on Triple J.
Tim Swanston with that story. Jess in Melbourne says, it breaks my heart to hear this news. There are so many greyhounds needing homes after they finish racing, not to mention how many don't even get the chance to find a forever home as a pet. Yeah, they are very cute animals. And we did ask Racing Queensland to speak to you on this as well and give us an industry perspective, but they weren't available to come on the show.
Hack! 24 Australians.